Hello, everyone. My name is Scott, and I am a compulsive overeater.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, Scott.
Grateful to be here. I feel compelled to just tell a quick story. I just celebrated my 17th anniversary since my first OA meeting. And I see in the audience my first ever sponsor.
Oh.
And, God willing, on March 26th, I'll celebrate 17 years off refined sugar. And I got to say that getting off of refined sugar is the greatest thing I've ever done. As far as food goes, it's only the third most difficult thing I've gotten off of. But I consider it the most important because, A, it was the first, and second, it proved to me that many of my past I can'ts were more about I won't. And there is a difference between I can't and I won't. So back in March of 2001, when I was new, I was so sick that I had to live in a halfway house in San Francisco. And I remember, because of good behavior, I had my own bedroom in this place. And I did have a cell phone back then. I remember calling my first sponsor. This is March 26, 2001. And it was about 7 p.m., and I hadn't had sugar all day long, for the first time in my life, maybe. And I was 28 years old at the time. And I called him because he said, call me if you're having cravings or want to go off plan. So I did, and, we negotiated something based on what was in the kitchen of this halfway house, and I got through that first day sugar-free. And it's been almost 17 years, since. So, just thank you. Thank you for everything. It's just, I owe my life to this fellowship. So that's that. I just want to say that everything in my life moves forward because of my food. I take this very seriously. And kind of the foundation of my life is steps 1, 2, and 3. As I see it, step 1 is the problem, step 2 is the solution, and step 3 is getting the solution. It's not enough that I have the solution. I actually have to take an action to get the solution, do the solution, say the solution, live the solution, insert the verb, the solution. So with that in mind, let me get into what I was like, what happened, and what I am like now, which essentially is the first three steps, as I see it. So what I was like, step 1, the problem, I came to my first OA meeting on Friday, March 2nd, 2001. I was 28 years old, still living at home with my parents, didn't have a driver's license, didn't have a college degree, had never gone on a date, had never kissed anyone, had never made love, was never in a romantic relationship. I had about $25,000 in debt. Most of that was credit card debt. When you're sleeping 15 to 20 hours a day and you're suicidally depressed, it's pretty hard to keep a job. So the only way I could feed my addiction was through credit card abuse or stealing. That was the other thing. I stole money from people. I stole food from people. Or I, ran up the credit cards. I was 315 pounds. My life consisted of food, TV, and suicidal ideations. And I slept a lot. That was my life. And to me, that was not living. In fact, 3 years before that first OA meeting, at age 25, I decided that I want to go out having fun. I decided to eat myself to death. I couldn't win with the food, with the weight, with people, with life. I just could not win. Well, so why not go out, having fun? So that's what I was like. What happened, step 2, the solution, is the aforementioned halfway house. The agreement I had in place was I had to have some structure outside of the halfway house for at least 12 hours per week in order to fulfill the requirements of living there, beyond the financial requirements. So I did group therapy for 4 hours on Mondays, 4 hours on Wednesdays, and 4 hours on Friday. So 12 hours a week of what they call intensive outpatient therapy, I guess. So I went to this place and I developed a crush on a woman who was there for the same reasons as me. Through a mutual attendee of this IOP program, we became friends. One day, she randomly invited me to an OA meeting. And I said yes, I would love to go. But I didn't say yes because I was eating out of my garbage can every night. I didn't say yes because I was running up those credit cards and stealing food from everyone I knew. I said yes because I wanted to hang out with her. So we planned for this Friday evening meeting at St. Luke's Hospital in San Francisco, a meeting that is no longer around. And before we could get to that meeting, oh, let me pass around pictures. Before we could get to that meeting together, we had a falling out and mutually decided to not attend the meeting together. So that Friday night rolls around, and as usual, I have nothing better to do, and something in me says, just check it out, it can't hurt. So I went to that meeting, and over 17 years later, I have not stopped coming back. The funny thing is the woman who invited me before that invite rarely went to OA meetings. Since the invite, she has rarely come to OA meetings. So I lucked out somehow. By the way, after that meeting, I went to a sister restaurant of my favorite binge place, and I binged. But I felt safe enough at that first meeting to keep coming back over 17 years later. My second meeting was two days later on Sunday mornings in the city at a meeting that is still happening. So that's what happened. What I am like now, step three, the solution, living in the solution. So I am now 45 years old. I have lived on my own for the last 14 years. I got a Class M driver's license and then a Class C driver's license in that order. Most people do it the other way around. I need to be kind of funny with stuff, so I did it that way. After 19 and a half years, I got my AA degree from City College of San Francisco. 2.5 years after that, I got my bachelor's from SF State. 8 months after that, I began my master's in counseling. As we sit here, I'm about 8 weeks away from completing my master's in clinical rehabilitation and mental health counseling. As of 25 months ago, I have zero credit card debt for the first time in my adult life. I just bought a new car 2.5 weeks ago. So I like to brag about how my credit score was 809 because there's a tie-in between my eating and my past compulsive shopping behaviors. So I get this new car, they do the credit check and all that. My credit score is no longer 809, it is now 813. It's unbelievable. And you know, and I hear myself saying that, and I want to laugh too. It's funny because I'm someone who filed for bankruptcy early on, and I used to just buy junk food and all this other stuff I didn't need with credit cards, and here I am with this, with more freedom in my life. What else? I've gone on dates, I've kissed, I've made love, I've been in romantic relationships, I've gone through breakups. I was engaged to be married last February 19th, and unfortunately that whole thing collapsed at the end of July. But I've moved on from that. It's a shame that didn't work out, but I think my higher power has other things in store for me. It's my job to figure out that and to keep my food clean so I can keep moving forward. So that is that. What else? One of the things I'm most proud of as far as my recovery is that I have counted 18 medical and psychiatric conditions completely healed just by overhauling my nutrition. And that is a literal statement. No doctors, no nurses, no therapists, no surgeons, no pharmaceuticals, no exercise, no personal trainers, no religions, no guru, no hocus pocus, only by overhauling my nutrition. And it began with that day one off sugar. And overhauling my nutrition means three things. But at the top of that list, it's looking at what I eat and what I drink. And that all began right here in OA. So let's see, I want to talk about steps 1, 2, and 3. So But I want to bring it more current, though. So what's kind of up for me these days is, as I'm in my last 5 minutes here, as I'm, you know, at the last 8 weeks of my master's, I've been, you know, working on a thesis. And every couple of weeks, there's a deadline due for different sections of it. So I've been dealing with that a lot. And, you know, there are times where I'm doing my thing, living, and I want to be who I was before coming into the fellowship, because the responsibilities of life get to be too much at times. And, you know, I don't want to have these deadlines for my thesis. I don't want to show up to my jobs. I don't want to show up here this morning, you know. There are times where I wish I can be that, I think I wish I can be that 315-pound, individual still living at home with his parents, you know, free of responsibility, free of bills, free of all the headaches that life brings. And, it's not really true. I don't want to be that person anymore. I mean, I don't dare forget where I used to be. But, you know, historically, this is what I do. I eat, I sleep, I lie, and I run away. They're all forms of hiding, and I compulsively shop. Eat, sleep, lie, run away, hide, compulsively shop. It's all the same at the end of the day. And I got to tell you, just not showing up for school anymore just seems like the solution, so often. But it's not. And, you know, I've tried the easier, softer way before in life. I mean, when I was in my second to last semester of completing my AA degree, I'll tell you something. I was secretly looking for an easier, softer way. So what I did was I got a job with DeSoto Taxi Cab in San Francisco. And I decided that was my destiny. And I didn't go back to finish up my AA degree. Now, I was on my second of two consecutive 13-hour shifts driving a taxi in the city. And I decided at that moment that was the biggest mistake I've ever made in my life. And, you know, I ended up dealing with them and all the financial stuff. And I did go back and finish school, and here I am. But the easier, softer way in all forms is I'm someone who shows up to life now. You know, I'm someone who's honest. I show up to life, and I do my best. And, you know, despite how difficult things are right now, I have two jobs, I'm a full-time grad student, and I think most of you don't know that I'm in a lot of physical pain 24/7, including right now, and have been for 47 consecutive months. If you're curious, I'm actually, I'm going through a prescription drug withdrawal, psychotropic medication number 20. 2-0, my last and final. And apparently, these withdrawal symptoms will continue to be with me for a couple more years. We're talking about a medication that is 40 times more difficult to get off of than heroin. And this is something that's not illegal. It's something that I took as prescribed for 21 years. So, but, you know, there are benefits to getting off of that medication, too. My anxiety completely disappeared. And my confidence level has never been higher. And apparently those things aren't so uncommon when getting off of this particular medication. So, you know, this master's thesis thing feels like the problem today. You know, that's where I'm at step one with that. And, you know, sometimes I may not know what the solution is, but I know what the solution is not. And I know that the solution is not to run away and quit school and give up on you know, so much that I worked hard for. And I know the solution is not to go back into the food. And, you know, the solution is not to compulsively shop and to do this thing that I have historically done, which is hide and run away and sleep and not show up to life. The solution is to keep meeting these deadlines on time. and to ask my academic advisor for help when I don't get something. And that's really it. I mean, it's one next right action after the next. And, you know, I rarely have food cravings these days. You know, and as long as my food is clean, then I have enough clarity up here to do what I need to do. And I think my time is up, right? I heard that. So thanks for having me. This is really wonderful. I've not been to a meeting up here ever. So thanks for having me out. I really hope that was helpful. And I look forward to hearing you all share. Thanks.